And my children have been watching The Lion King every single day. Daddy, you preached on Lion King on Sunday. Yes, son, I did preach on Lion King. Can we watch Lion King right now? Yes, go ahead. Go turn on Lion King. And every week this month, we've been pulling a lesson out of a clip from The Lion King, and we've been inviting our children to come. Matter of fact, come on, kids. If you got your kids, come on up, y'all. Bring your kids. Let's give it up for our young people as they come up. Hey, Lamar, pull these chairs. Hey, Lamar, pull these chairs back. Come on, let's give it up for our young people as they come. Let's celebrate our kids. They normally would be in Kid Zone. If you're a guest with us and you brought your children with you, normally on any other month, they would be downstairs in worship and in our Kids Zone worship service. That's more for them. But this month, we are having them in worship with us. And I'm excited to spend some time with these folks. Okay, so let's see what we can do here. Because I got some prizes, and I want to make sure I can give away my prizes. All right, so last week we watched a clip from The Lion King. What happened in the clip from The Lion King last week? Anybody remember? You remember what happened? Simba disobeyed his father and almost got killed by the hyenas. Was that last week or the week before? Okay, that was the week before last. You got it right, though. You got it right. Okay, so what happened last week? Because Pastor Bobby forgot. Darren, what happened last week? We watched Hakuna Matata last week. We watched Hakuna Matata last week. So last week we learned that sometimes we have problems. We can't just ignore our problems, right? Did y'all remember that? A matter of fact, okay, can anybody remember? This is when you might get a prize. Can anybody remember what the lesson was? Can you have to be able to say it and do the hand movements. I only got one. Okay, can you do it, Darren? You confident? Come on up. Come on up. Look, you're going to take all my prizes. All right, y'all give it up for Darren. She's a little shy. All right, Darren, show me what you got.
Don't deny your problems. Let Jesus defeat your problems.
Woo! Y'all better give it up for Darren. Y'all better give it up. Huh? Stop being so harsh on Darren. She got it. She got it almost perfectly. Go get your prize from Mr. Lamar. Y'all give it up for Darren. She got it right. Anybody who was here last week, y'all, let's say it all together. Don't deny your problems. Let Jesus. Yeah, that was last week's message. I'm proud of y'all. All y'all get a prize. Hug the person next to you. That's your prize. Okay. Okay. This week's clip. We're gonna watch a clip from The Lion King. This week's clip is at a time where Simba's going through a really difficult time, and he's actually mad. And let's see what happens. Because Simba talks to his dad even when he's mad. And I want y'all to see this clip because we might learn something about how we get to pray if we watch this clip and understand what happens with Simba, okay? All right, media team, we got the video. Let's play the video.
She's wrong. I can't go back. What would it prove anyway? Won't change anything. You can't change the past. You said you'd always be there for me. But you're not. And it's because of me. It's my fault. It's my fault.
Thank you.
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look hard. You see, he lives in you.
Why Pastor Bobby is so interested in that scene from The Lion King, because for the first time in a long time, Simba talked to his dad. But when he talked to him, he wasn't very happy, was he? He actually was pretty mad. And he said some things that actually was kind of mean to his dad. He said, "I thought you'd always be there for me. But you're not." Simba couldn't feel his dad nearby, and that made Simba angry. That made Simba mad. And when he prayed or when he talked to his dad and he was mad with his dad, did his dad respond? Actually, he did. Did you notice that after a while, first Rafiki came and talked to him, but then after that, his dad showed up. And I learned as I was reading this thing, watching the movie, that even though Simba was mad at Mufasa, that didn't stop Mufasa from answering his call. And y'all, sometimes when things are going bad in our lives, we can get mad at God. And sometimes we even stop talking to God. But even when we're mad at God, if we would just talk to God, I believe God would still answer. God doesn't get mad when we get mad. He really just wants us to talk to him. And that's what Simba did. Even though he was mad, he talked to his dad anyway. And I believe God wants us to do the same thing. That when we feel like God's not near, or when we feel like God hasn't done what we hoped he would do, and sometimes we can get mad because we know God could change some stuff and it doesn't seem like he has, we can still talk to God even when we're mad. So I want us to learn today that we can talk to God no matter how we feel, because he can hear and he can heal. Okay, here's what I got, because Pastor Bobby got to do the movements. Now, I just learned the movements for it this morning, so I might mess it up. So I need you guys to help me, okay? So here's the message for today that I want you guys to remember and maybe even know for next week. And this is what I want all the adults to remember, too, as well. Here's what I want us to learn, that we can pray to God no matter how we feel, because God can hear and he can heal. You already knew that sign. How you know sign language? You do? That's awesome. All right. So y'all say it with me. Can you say it with me and do the sign language with me? Okay. Pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can hear and he can heal. Okay, that's the sign. It's like this. Everybody this. That's the sign language for heal. Okay? All right. Can y'all stand up and say it with me? Stand up. Okay, y'all got to say it loud. You got to smile. Let me see your smile. It's too early in the morning for some of y'all. If Pastor Bobby can wake up, you can. Y'all ready? All right, let's say it together. Pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can and he can. All right, y'all did it, but y'all didn't say it. Y'all got to say it loud. Can you? Nope, just stand back up. Stand up. All right, y'all got to say it loud. Can you say it loud? Okay, you're supposed to say yes real loud so I can know you can say it loud. Can you say it loud?
Yeah.
All right, let's say it together. Pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can and he can. Good job. Okay, y'all come over here so we can do it for the adults. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, y'all give it up for him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, y'all ready? You're supposed to say yes real loud.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can hear and he can heal. Adults, get on up. Get up. Ah, get on up. Come on. All right. So we know they can do it. Now we got to see if you can do it. Can y'all do it? Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can and he can. Give it up for him. Good job, y'all. Go back to your seats. Go back to your seats. Go color me a picture or something. Let's give it up for our young people as they go back to their seats. Okay, so grab your Bibles, y'all, because I want y'all to get it from the scripture as well. We're going to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. I want all of us to catch this. No matter how you feel, you can pray to God no matter how you feel, because he can hear and he can heal. Let's look at this thing in Psalm 22, because the reason why I want us to talk about this thing is because what happened to me growing up in church is not even growing up. It don't even have to do with growing up in church. If I was ever mad at somebody like mama or grandmama, I just better not show it. Because if I ever got mad and acted like I was about to show it, it was a don't sass me, boy. Y'all, anybody ever get that? Don't sass me. Okay. And what happened, because obviously that's a show of respect for mama and for grandmama, for whoever. It's a show of respect. And if you ever act out in your anger towards mom or grandma, whoever, that was a show of disrespect. And all of that is absolutely true. The thing that happened, though, also growing up in church, is we've transplanted that attitude to God. That the idea that we should never show our anger or show that we're upset, we've transplanted that from grandma over to God. And somewhere along the lines, we made the mistake of thinking that we should never express our emotions to God. And I don't know, not just from the Lion King, but also from the scripture, that it's all right. I think it's okay to show God and to tell God that you're upset. To express to God that things aren't going the way that you thought they would. And there are several prayers in the Bible that show us something like this. And Psalm 22 is one of them. This is King David, the man that God himself said is a man after my own heart. But right here in Psalm 22, David prays an angry prayer to God. Things are not going the way that David thought they would go. Things are not going well in David's life. And let's be real, David's mad. And he's mad because he feels like God is not living up to his side of the bargain. So Psalm 22, I just want to read the first couple of verses. I want to encourage you to read the whole psalm in your time with the Lord. But I only have time, since I spent so much time with the kids, I only got time to deal with a couple of verses right here in Psalm 22, all right? But I want us to see the emotion in David's prayer right here in Psalm 22. Watch what he says. He says, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't hear. And in the night season, and am not silent. David's praying to God, and he's saying, I don't understand you. I'm supposed to be your boy, but you've forsaken me. Or in other words, like Simba said you'd always be there for me, but you're not. And it occurs to me, y'all, as I'm reading through Psalm 22, that David is upset and God is not fazed. God is not shocked that you're angry. Your anger did not knock him off his throne in horror. God knew how you felt before you said it. He knew you was mad before you acted out. He's so in tune with your feelings and so in tune with your life. He's well aware of what's going on. So you acting like he's your grandmama, pretending like you're not mad when you really are, it's not getting us anywhere. So I just came by to tell you it's okay to pray angry prayers. Because even your angry prayers, God still hears and he still heals. Even your angry prayers, God is attentive and he's not shocked or displaced because you're upset. As a matter of fact, he would rather you talk to him in your anger than for you to shut him out. Sometimes what happens is we get mad at God. So we decide, well, I'm just not going to talk to God anymore. I'm going to give up praying. I'm not even going to go down to that church anymore because God ain't listening to me anyway. But God loves you so much that even in your anger, he wants you to engage him. He's not scared of you. My wife, sometimes my first lady is the type. When we have intense fellowship at the house, when we have intense fellowship, I'm the type that loves to talk it out. I want to talk it out. I don't like the whole silent treatment thing. That don't work for me. First lady is the type that you need to get out of my face right now. I can say that because she's not here, y'all. Don't see. Here's what y'all do to get on my nerves. When I use her in an illustration and y'all see her, y'all be like, y'all tell her what I said. Stop snitching on me. from my perspective, at least, because I love her so much, the silent treatment is torture for me. I would rather you yell and scream at me than for you not to say anything. And I believe as I interact with God and read his word and try to understand how he works, I believe God is the same way, that he would rather you pray an angry prayer and tell him what David said to him or what Simba said to Mufasa than for you to shut him out completely. For you to stop believing in him and for you to stop talking to him, for you to stop believing in the power of prayer, for you to stop believing in the power of his might. He would rather you tell him, God, I'm mad at you because I thought you were going to do this and you didn't, than for you to say nothing and for you to disengage. So pray to God no matter how you feel, because he still hears and he still heals. So let's talk really quickly about your angry prayer. Let's talk about our angry prayer. Let's be real about the fact that sometimes we got some angry prayers. Let's talk first about the reason for your angry prayer. What's the reason for your angry prayer? Watch what happens as David opens up this angry prayer in verses 1 and 2. And really, as we read it, I want you to notice how many times David uses the personal pronoun in these two verses. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, I am not silent. What's the reason for my angry prayer? The first reason for my angry prayer is that I'm focused on myself rather than God. Did y'all notice that? English majors knew what I meant when I said personal pronoun. Let me catch the rest of us up. How many times he uses me or I in two verses? Two verses he uses a personal pronoun, me or I, 8 times. In two verses, he refers to himself 8 times. Why is my prayer so angry? Because I'm thinking more about myself than I am about God. He missed God because he could only see himself. Even when he referred to God with a personal pronoun on the front of it. Because he saw more about himself than he saw about God. He could only see himself, his hurt feelings, his hurt problems, his pain. And when you have the perspective of only seeing things your way, when all you can see is yourself, of course you're going to be angry. Of course it's not going to be what you want it to be. Even Simba, when you watch the video clip, Simba could only see himself. Rafiki pat him on the shoulder and said, look down there. Simba looked down and who did he see? Himself. And Rafiki said, no. Look harder. Because your father lives in you. And that's what I want us to catch. That even when God doesn't do things your way, of course he doesn't, you're not God. Even when God doesn't do things your way, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, guess what? He still lives inside of you. And if you would look harder at your situations, if you would look harder at your pain, if you would look harder at your problems, you might find that past your pain is his purpose. And his purpose and his power is bigger than your pain. God is trying to do something in you. And y'all know the Bible. Y'all know the scriptures. Romans 8:28. If you don't know that verse, you need to get to know it. Write it down. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. Because the purpose is bigger than the pain. As a matter of fact, God uses the pain to push you to your purpose. So the first reason for your angry prayer might be that you're focused on yourself rather than God. Another reason for your angry prayer might be a limited perspective. Once again, as you notice and read these couple of verses, David makes some assumptions about God that may or may not be true. God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? I cry in the daytime, but you don't hear. And from David's perspective, he makes these assumptions about God that simply are not true. Look, y'all, just because you can't see God working doesn't mean he is not working. Just because you can't see, because here's the thing that I've learned about God. God doesn't tell me all the details of what he's doing. God doesn't tell me all, he doesn't clue me in to all of what's going on. He doesn't run stuff by me first. He doesn't, but before he does something, he doesn't say, Bobby, I just want to run this by you right quick to make sure this is cool with you before I do it. There are things that are happening that God is doing behind the scenes that you have no idea what he's doing. But we assume because we don't see God working that he's not working. We assume because we don't feel or sense God working that he's not doing anything. We assume that because we don't see an immediate response to what we pray that he doesn't hear our prayers. And David has the wrong assumption about God. As long as I only see things on my level, my perspective is limited. But God can see things from a different perspective. It was several weeks ago that me and my middle son Reuben, we were at the house by ourselves, and it was right around bedtime. First lady had Levi and Joseph, and I was, it was time for bed for Reuben, but Reuben didn't want to go to bed. I didn't understand why. Well, Reuben never wants to go to bed, but he really didn't want to go to bed this particular time, and so I took him up to the bed. He sleeps on the top bunk, so I laid him down in his top bunk, and he said, "Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy, don't leave me." I said, "Buddy, lay down. It's okay. Lay down. You sleepy anyway. Just go ahead off to sleep." I could tell that he was uncomfortable. You see, he usually has his brothers in the room with him, and Reuben don't really like the dark that much. So he laid down for a second. But after a while in his room, I heard him whimpering and crying. After a while, after I let him whimper and cry for a little while, maybe he'll fall asleep because he's tired. But after a while, he hollered out, "Daddy!" And I jumped up and I looked at him. I said, "Reuben, what's the matter?" He said, "Daddy, why did you leave me?" What he didn't know is I was sleeping on the bottom bunk. I said, "Reuben, just because you couldn't see me, doesn't mean that I left you. I've been here the whole time. I promise never to leave you, never to leave you alone." And that's the same thing that our Savior says to us. Yeah, you feel like you're alone. Yeah, you don't like the dark that much. Yeah, you're whimpering, and he didn't respond as quickly as you wanted him to respond. But just because you can't see him does not mean that he's not there. I spent all my time on the reason for your angry prayer. I'm out of time, but let me just tell you really quickly. I want to show you really quickly the response to your angry prayer. In order to do that, we got to jump forward to verse 21. Let's jump forward to verse 21 because I need y'all to catch this. We're in Psalm 22. It was 1 and 2, but jump forward to verse 21. If you don't have your Bibles, it's cool because it's going to be on the screen as well. You can follow right along. Psalm 22, look at verse 21. He's still making requests to God. He's still in the middle of his prayer to God. Verse 21, "Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me." Such a weird shift. In the middle of this long prayer, in the middle of this verse, in the middle of him still asking, "Where are you? What's going on? Save me, change this, help me, do this, do that." In the middle of the prayer, he pauses and something happens. I wish we knew what happens. The psalm doesn't tell us how the circumstances change, but in an abrupt shift, in the middle of verse 21, David pulls back and says, "You answered me." So we talked about the reason for your angry prayer, but the response to your angry prayer is he answers. And he doesn't always answer the same way. That might be why we don't know how God answered. I don't know if he tapped him on the shoulder or rolled him out of his bed or knocked him upside of the head or changed something dramatically, or he might have just changed his perspective. But David comes to a realization at some point in the middle of this psalm that God answers him. And then the tone of the psalm completely shifts after verse 21. For the first 21 verses, he's crying out to God. He's making accusations against God. He's telling God how mad he is and how angry he is. But then in verse 21, he notices that God answers. And then let's read the next few verses. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I'll praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. Look at verse 24 is the exact opposite of what he said in verse 2. Verse 1, he says, you're far from helping me and far from the words of my groaning. Verse 2 says, I cry out in the daytime and you can't even hear me. Verse 24, you have not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. So David realizes right in the middle of his prayer, he's stuck in prayer long enough to realize that the beginning of his prayer was wrong. And by the end of his prayer, he got it right. The beginning of his prayer, his anger allowed him to think that God couldn't hear him. But since he's stuck in prayer and stuck in the presence of God long enough for God to actually answer him, not audibly, but in his heart, not physically, but spiritually, he stuck around long enough for God to answer him. And by the time God answers him, he realizes, God, you heard me the whole time. And that's what I want us to learn from Simba. And that's what I want us to learn from David. David could have been so, he could have decided that I'm so angry with God that I won't pray. He could have decided I'm so angry with God that forget this God thing. I'm not going to go to the temple anymore. I'm just going to do my own thing since the God thing wasn't working for me anyway. But he prayed. He prayed an angry prayer. But by the end of the angry prayer, he realized some stuff. That God answers even your angry prayers. And maybe before you even get up off your knees, he may give you a brand new perspective of your circumstances. And to help you understand that the beginning of the angry prayer might have been wrong, but he'll help you get it right. Pray to God, no matter how you feel, because he can hear and he can heal. Lord, thank you so much for your word. We honor you and we thank you that you are not afraid of our angry prayers.